Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now through November 25th, 2023, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That is correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitasen GT, a spirited all-season radio featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads, and tread wear so long it is backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982. Located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all available services, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
I'm Bridget Condon with the NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Mike McCarthy's seat in Dallas may not be as hot as previously thought. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones revealed that a contract extension for his head coach is not out of the question. In a radio interview Tuesday, Jones said of a new deal for McCarthy, quote, "I don't think that's crazy at all. Mike McCarthy is an outstanding coach." Elsewhere, Aaron Rodgers refuted reports that he wants out of New York. The Jets quarterback told Pat McAfee Tuesday that while he's not yet decided if he'll play in 2025, if he does, his first choice is to remain a Jet. After losing Gardner Minshew to a season-ending injury, the Raiders plan to start Aiden O'Connell at quarterback Friday against the Chiefs, per NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. O'Connell has been out since injuring his thumb in Week 7. And two-time Pro Bowl linebacker Shaq Barrett has changed his mind on retirement. He's applied for NFL reinstatement. Barrett's rights are currently held by the Dolphins. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Get deals all month during Black Friday build-up at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, get an extra 10% off Whirlpool major appliances, like the new Maytag front-load laundry system with a Pet Pro filter that lifts and captures pet hair from clothes. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. We're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Savings and selection are waiting for you at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Winter stock is in, coats, gloves, and of course, cozy vest and flannel shirts. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, 10% off work boots from Wolverine, Carolina, and Georgia. And remember, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing. Your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 27th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council special meeting on December 2nd. Man hospitalized following a bar fight in Atascadero. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Atascadero City Council will hold a special meeting this Monday, December 2nd. The special meeting starts at 6 p.m. and contains two public hearings. One is a development agreement for property at Viejo Camino and El Camino Real, and the other is the first reading for an ordinance to increase Atascadero's Tourism Business Improvement District assessment from 2% to 2.5%. The development agreement would require the owner of the property, Scott Newton, to facilitate the future development of the site with up to 42 residential units. This is part of a settlement agreement between Newton and the city, which the city says will provide much-needed entry-level market-rate housing for first-time homebuyers. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. The city of Atascadero will be moving forward with the next phase of the El Camino Downtown Safety and Parking Enhancements Project, or ECR project. The ECR project's focus will shift to the median sections of the roads. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction for the outer lanes. This will affect El Camino Real between Highway 41 and Rosario Avenue, with hardscape and drainage-based improvements continuing along the edges of El Camino Real north of Traffic Way. Drivers are encouraged to pay close attention to signage and to plan for delays. Access to businesses and parallel parking along the curb will be maintained. Man hospitalized following a bar fight in Atascadero. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
KPRL News continues at 8:12. Atascadero emergency responders were alerted to an unconscious man in the parking lot of Outlaws Bar, 9850 East Front Street. First responders found a 30-year-old man who had suffered from a significant head injury. He was taken to the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center, and his condition remains critical. The police department's preliminary investigation reveals he was likely involved in a physical altercation in the parking lot, sustaining his injury when he fell to the ground after a third party attempted to break up the fight. The police department is still conducting an investigation of this incident. Anyone who has information, photos, videos, or details is encouraged to contact Sergeant Netz at 805-470-3252. To diversify the range of faith traditions being represented and broaden participation from local faith-based organizations, the city of Paso Robles is seeking invocators for its meetings. At the start of each city council meeting, an invocation of around 1 minute is given, delivered at the discretion of the leader. The city first advertised this invitation last year, and City Clerk Melissa Boyer said, "We have seen a positive response from local churches and faith-based organizations, and would love to see even more participation this coming year. Those interested and are part of a local church, temple, synagogue, or other faith-based organization are encouraged to contact the city clerk's office at 805-237-3960 or clerk at prcity.com. The 38th Annual Holiday Lighting Ceremony is scheduled for Friday, November 29th in downtown Paso Robles. Costumed characters, including Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and the Grinch, will gather at the City Park bandstand by 5:30 p.m., At 6, Mrs. Claus will flip the switch to light up the downtown and this year's holiday lighting. Also featured will be music, speeches, candlelight, caroling, and coffee and cocoa. The holiday songbook will be distributed alongside candles before 6 p.m. The songbook contains the blackout bingo page to be stamped by participating merchants December 9th through December 15th. The Templeton CSD's regular board meeting scheduled for Tuesday, December 3rd has been canceled. The next meeting is scheduled for December 17th at 7 p.m. CHP announced they'll be entering their Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period tonight at 6. This will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensure seatbelts are buckled. CHP encourages everyone to have a safe and smart holiday weekend. The 40th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner in Paso Robles will be held tomorrow at Centennial Park. From 12 to 2 p.m., this event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. You can call 805-239-4137 for meal inquiries. The Salvation Army is seeking volunteers for two-hour bell ringing shifts this holiday season between November 25th and December 24th in Paso Robles. The shifts can be anywhere between 10 a.m. through 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. The Red Kettle will have funds go directly to local Salvation Army centers, helping them purchase food and utility assistance each year. Volunteers can ring as an individual, a group, or a virtual ringer. The Salvation Army says volunteers are much needed this season, as half of its volunteers have been lost since 2018. You can go to registertoring.com to sign up. In sports for the NBA, the Suns defeated the Lakers 127-100. The Bucks over Miami Heat 106-103. The Rockets beat the Timberwolves 117-111. The Bulls defeated the Wizards 127-108. San Antonio over Utah 128-115. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Wizards, the Lakers will go against the Spurs, the Kings will face the Timberwolves, and the Warriors will go against Oklahoma City. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News: crackdown on impaired drivers as we head into the holiday season.
It is one of the biggest killers out there when we are faced with a holiday weekend.
Sergeant Eric Cottrell with the San Diego County Sheriff's Office saying deputies will be out through the end of the year looking for drivers under the influence of drugs or alcohol. A domestic violence suspect shot by LA police after he allegedly fired shots from two guns at approaching officers.
Officers returned fire, striking the suspect. The suspect was on the ground. The officers went to his location, secured the firearms, administered aid.
Police Chief Jim McDonald, a woman who happened to be in the area, was shot in the arm. The suspect hospitalized in critical condition. No one else was hurt. An animal rights extremist thought to be behind a couple of bombings in Northern California over two decades ago has been captured in Wales. UK National Crime Agency saying Welsh police have captured 46-year-old Daniel Andreas San Diego. Jeff Scott, California News.
Nothing can prepare you for the epic return of Yellowstone. Sundays at 8, only on Paramount Network. And Philo's here to take you on the ultimate journey back to the Dutton Ranch. That's right, because Philo's the most affordable way to watch new episodes of Yellowstone live. If that's not enough, Philo's also got a whole world of entertainment under one roof, bringing you the best way to watch over 70 top-rated channels, including Paramount Network, AMC, Discovery, History Channel, and more. All for just $28 a month. With Philo, you can watch TV and on-demand TV anytime, anywhere, on up to three devices at once. So if your family's anything like the Duttons, you've got one less thing to fight about. You can also save the shows you love, like Yellowstone, and watch them for up to a year. So what are you waiting for? Start your free trial today by going to philo.tv. That's philo.tv to start saving more on the TV you just can't afford to miss. And don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone Sundays at 8, only on Paramount Network.
Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles, just off the Highway 46, offers a wonderful 90-minute or 2-hour spa service with a complimentary 15-minute peppermint foot rub or scalp massage. Gratuity on original price of service will be added to the bill. Leave feeling refreshed. Or why not invite your friends to meet you in Cello Restaurante and Bar to make it a full, relaxing day. Allegretto is a perfect place for your last-minute holiday get-togethers. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
5 million dollars! That's what you could win in my $1 million puck giveaway! Friday and Saturday night, starting at 5 p.m. every hour, two lucky players will be drawn to drop their pucks and see where it lands for a chance to win $1.5 million in prize money. The price is correct, Terry. My $1 million puck giveaway, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Cooking a Thanksgiving feast for your friends and family will cost less than last year, but will still be more expensive than before the pandemic. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 39th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey provides a snapshot of the average cost of this year's classic holiday feast for 10, which is $58.08, or about $5.80 per person. This is a 5% decrease from 2023, which was 4.5% lower than 2022. 2 years of declines don't erase dramatic increases that led to a record high cost of $64.06 in 2022. The survey also notes that the cost varies by region, with the West significantly higher than the national average at $67.05 this year. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that the highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Cloudy skies this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies this tomorrow morning with increasing clouds in the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday to Tuesday, sunny skies on Wednesday next week. Low 60s Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday through Tuesday, then 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dell shares are plunging after cutting its revenue outlook.
The forecast was a little bit lighter than expected. This is, remember, not only a PC maker, but really the top vendor and server maker for AI, right? What powers AI with NVIDIA chips. They did say that they saw some orders being delayed because customers want to wait for the NVIDIA Blackwell chip, that new one coming out.
Fox's Taylor Riggs, and the inflation rate climbing for the first time since summer. The PCE index rose in October by 0.2%. For the second month in a row, and it confirms a recent uptick in prices that could affect how the central bank decides to cut interest rates. The 12-month rate of inflation edged up to 2.3% from 2.1, and first-time claims for jobless help dropping last week to a 7-month low. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Don't miss the annual Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony this Friday starting at 5:30 in the downtown city park. Mrs. Claus arrives from the North Pole to make sure Paso Robles has the holiday spirit with candlelight community caroling. Some of Santa's elves will be there along with the Snow King and Queen. Kick off the holiday season at the Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony and Cancer Support Community Lights of Hope this Friday starting at 5:30 p.m. at the downtown city park bandstand.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Paso Robles Glass is exclusively presenting the new Milgard Trinzik Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzik Series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass. Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzik windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash, Paso Glass is where it's at.
Alrighty, the 37th annual Coach for Kids Drive, the partnering with Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles. The giving day, the distribution is the 14th of December at the Paso Robles Event Center. They are in need of good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for distribution. By the way, we do have a bin up front here at KPRL. And if you need cleaning and other information, and if you'd like to volunteer for setup or distribution, it's simple. Just go to Coats for Kids Slo County. That's S-L-O County. CoatsForKidsSloCounty.org.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved, and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Happy holidays, everyone. Jim with Rooster's Firearms here to talk about Black Friday weekend. We have handguns, shotguns, and ammunition at special pricing. It's all on our website at roostersfirearms.com. And if you have a hunting license or you are a current or retired law enforcement or military, you, my friends, are exempt from the 11% California excise tax on firearms and ammunition. We have the largest selection of firearms on the Central Coast, but if you don't see your special Christmas present, that firearm that jumps your pulse and heart rate, we can order it for you. Just give us enough time to get it here before Christmas.
Hi, this is Terry. So for Black Friday, we're making it easy to get all your Christmas shopping done in one place. We are seriously your one-stop shop for all of your Second Amendment and freedom-loving patriots.
And for your shopping pleasure, we're open Monday through Saturday. That's right, the only North County gun shop open on Mondays. So come see us at Rooster's Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A California caretaker calls 911 when she finds her elderly patient tied to a chair in his home. He says two men broke in, the man's valuables, handguns, two cars stolen. When cops find one car that same day, the driver takes off, ending in a crash. Luis Talavera, charged with home invasion, robbery, kidnap, false imprisonment, and elder abuse. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The Atascadero City Council will hold a special meeting this Monday, December 2nd. The special meeting starts at 6 p.m. and contains two public hearings. One is a development agreement for property at Viejo Camino and El Camino Real. This is part of a settlement agreement where the property will be developed to site up to 42 residential units. The 38th Annual Holiday Lighting Ceremony is scheduled for Friday, November 29th in downtown Paso Robles. Costume characters including Mrs. Claus, elves, and the Grinch will gather at the city park. The holiday songbook will be distributed alongside candles, and Mrs. Claus will flip the switch to light up the downtown for this year's holiday lighting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Israeli military says wait until its troops are gone, but many of the people forced from their homes in Lebanon by Israel's war with Hezbollah militants there are going back already with a ceasefire in place. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer.
We will adhere to the agreement, but we will also enforcement. The key is enforcement.
President Biden says he'll push even harder now for a ceasefire deal in Gaza as well between Israel and Hamas militants. There's some delays, but no major problems reported at this point with air travel this Thanksgiving Eve.
What we've been learning is that with the new trend of working from home, people have the flexibility to spread out their travels. But then on Sunday, everyone's generally returning on the same day. You know, on Sunday alone, some 3 million travelers will head through a TSA checkpoint.
That's Fox Business correspondent Kelly Saberi at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
Time.
time for the 22nd annual Cowgirl Christmas with over 200 local Western holiday artists and vendors at the Paso Robles Event Center on November 29th and 30th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Go to cowgirlchristmaspaso.com.
Let's celebrate. Last month was Halloween, and this month is Thanksgiving, when we show our appreciation for our many customers. Paso Robles Radio Shack is here to help you enjoy your many electronic gadgets, TVs, and other equipment. We have the widest selection of batteries, many of which you cannot find anywhere else in the North County. We have the adapters, connectors for your computers, TVs, and phones, including phone and notebook holders for your car and RV. If you are already thinking about Christmas, Radio Shack is your home for radio-controlled cars, boats, and drones. For those of you who enjoy making your own music, we have the strings for your guitar, bass, mandolin, and banjo, as well as the quarter-inch cords and adapters. We'd love to see your smile at Paso Robles Radio Shack, 1171 Creston Road, and in our Coast Electronics Radio Shack stores in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
Well, I've got some beds that have a special cover.
This is Rich Flendon, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Not only is it latex underneath for comfort and springs for support, but the cover itself is about 5 degrees cooler than the normal mattress. So if you're sleeping hot, now's the time to come in and check these beds out, because they are not only comfortable, but they're nice and cool to sleep on. And the prices definitely are right.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Everything is on sale, so I urge people to come on down and take advantage.
Give me $125 and I'll give you the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It comes with three free rounds of golf. One at Morro Bay, one at Chalk Mountain, one at Dairy Creek, one at Swing Time, and even a free round on your birthday. You could also take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf, good through March 29th next year. Swing into action and purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Little sunshine and clouds. This is updated. No rain this morning. We've had it a little bit overnight and early this morning, about 4 o'clock. Highs today in the low 60s and a couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy for your Thanksgiving. Low 60s, mid 60s Friday. Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Monday, also upper 60s. We'll throw in Tuesday, then 70 next Wednesday and Thursday with sunshine. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 6:52 a.m., 4:51 p.m. It's 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, you may have heard about this young man. He's born and raised in San Luis Obispo County, Steve Sainsbury. He's an MMA fighter, and he bare-knuckle guy. And as I mentioned, he's born and raised. He's undefeated so far, and his dad was an emergency room doctor at Twin Cities Hospital. He'll be on with Karen this afternoon. No shows tomorrow, of course, Thanksgiving. And then Friday, Al is off as well because, well, we have Raiders at noon. We have Raiders at noon. They are taking on the Chiefs. So that's it for this week. Chris and I won't be here tomorrow, but we will be here Friday. All righty, we're set and ready to go with freedom of speech. It's brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
It's home. The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let's see here. Reading program experiment. The change in curriculum you were referencing in California was the reading program. The state changed from a phonics curriculum to a whole language program. Our son was in first grade when they implemented. That would have been 89-90. They did not learn to read under this whole language program. as it was called. Basically, they were to learn by osmosis. And this deficit followed them all the way through school years. Parents realized this and started supplementing additional tutoring to compensate. The program was soon changed back to introducing phonics in the lower grades. Well, you know, again, if something was working, this new and improved stuff doesn't necessarily mean it's could be considered new, but it doesn't mean it's better. Doesn't mean it's better. So, but we're having 4,000 people decide how we can make schools better. Okay, well, maybe those 4,000 people shouldn't be involved in it. All right, whatever may be on your minds, and remember, you can change the subject at any time here on the Morning Exchange as we move for the holiday season. All right, let's see here. Also, I played earlier a famous cut from WKRP in Cincinnati. There was another one around, well, I don't know, because I don't know when this other show aired. But it is also considered a famous one, but we won't get to that right now, perhaps maybe in a little bit. All right, so what else do you have plans? Let's see here. The Macy's Parade, the world-famous Macy's Parade, there is concerns. It's an attractive terrorist target, the reports say. Now, think about this parade. 10,000 marchers and 2 million people spectators. And the NYPD and the FBI are warning that terrorists from home and afar may target it. Well, it's an easy target. It's an easy target for a parade this size, or any parade for that matter, but it's appealing to the many with the disruption, and who knows? Let's hopefully that does not take place. And the investigators have warned of terror threats from ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Well, that's not possible because they're friends with the Biden administration. Why would they want to hurt anybody in the United States? Okay, so we'll see. That's tomorrow. I've never been to it. That's big, though. That's big. Imagine that. 2 million people watching 10,000 floats. How long does a parade last? It's been going on for 100 years. So now from year to year, for once in a while, protests pop up. But they have, you know, and then some other things, you know, with the weather. Balloons have come loose in the wind. And apparently, I don't know how many years ago, but there was deadly consequence with one of the balloons coming loose. So, well, we'll see. We'll see. And it's supposed to be rainy and chilly tomorrow in the Big Apple, so we'll see what happens. I don't know if the parade's ever been canceled. And I don't know how many of you would travel or did thought about traveling back to see that thing. I certainly wouldn't. I never saw it when I was a kid. And but I did go to the Rockefeller Center several times and did some ice skating with the big tree there and stuff. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. But we also had something similar to that in Louisville. There was, I forget what it's called now. I think the Belvedere. There was an area there. It was over the Ohio River, and they had a fake ice skating rink. Or it may have been real. I don't know. I remember I went with my sister a couple times and got some pictures of that. It was pretty cool during the holiday season. Well, I'm not going to say every, but, well, you know, a lot of little cities or big cities have their own things for the holiday season, which kind of makes it nice and cozy and comfy and kind of gives you a good feeling. Good feeling. All right, so you have that on that. Let me see. My ballot was counted today, and I didn't get my way. What can I say? Well, let me see. Your ballot was counted today and didn't get my way. What can I say? Well, maybe next time. I'm assuming this has to do with the all your ballots, with the propositions, presidential, and of course the local races. Well, that's the case. Many times we don't get our way, or not all of it anyway. Let's see here. Some other things. Salvation Army, the treatment program above. Okay, because that came up this morning about why is volunteerism around the country going been going down. Why don't people volunteer? And again, it didn't dawn on me until I received a letter concerning the Salvation Army that, okay, some of the policies of these groups and organizations, and then the other is that people say they just don't have the time, they're not interested, and some are blaming the economic situation of the country for that. But this has been going on for a long time. This is not within the last 4 years. As I mentioned earlier, I've talked to people in, you know, here close to home. They're just not getting as many people or individuals involved with helping out and, you know, giving back of, you know, to their community. That used to be a pretty big mainstay here in the United States. And, you know, we still have some, don't get me wrong, but they're not stepping up like they used to. And so what's happening is that many people who, you know, they put in their time, you know, a few years or whatever, maybe a little bit more, and they want to get away, but they have a, there's a feeling of guilt because nobody's stepping up and they don't want to hurt the group or organization they've been working for. So they tend to stay on a little bit more than longer than they had wanted to. I mean, because let's face it, you do things, you put in your time and you say, okay, you know, my time's up. It's now somebody else has to step up and come in and help out. I think it's somewhat inherent, or it should be in us. So, but it needs to grow because this has been going on for about 7 or 8 years to a percentage where charitable groups, organizations, whatever you want to, they have declined from 66% just going back 6 or 7, 8 years ago to now just 49%. That's a pretty big margin of people not participating. And what happens then? Well, do these groups or organizations that do a lot of good, they go away? And then for whatever need that they attend to or help out with, who takes over? Who takes over? You know, we've brought this up a couple of times over the years regarding all the government, not all, but many of the government programs that came into being in the, well, maybe the 30s, that a lot of it used to be handled by, again, groups, local organizations, and your churches. And then the government decided to stick their big fat hand in it, and things certainly changed. So there is a very, very big need of volunteers in America in all segments, and that includes youth sports or youth activities in general, because a lot of times you see the same people over and over doing it, and it's just not... It's not the way it should be. One of the things other than time and the economic pressures is the changing societal priorities. Okay. What does anybody have an idea what that means? The changing societal priorities. Chris, do you have any idea what that means?
I don't know. It just sounds like buzzwords.
Okay. I would say buzzwords because I can't say anything else on the radio. What it sounds like to me is selfishness. Changing societal priorities. Really? Well, you know, when we see studies that people are spending X amount of time on television and X amount of time on social media, then that's increased dramatically as well over X amount of time, then those priorities are really not that important priority. Well, I guess they're important to the individual, obviously, but to not give back because people probably gave their time to help out whatever they group or organization they may be have been involved with over the years. But that's the changing societal priorities. Good definition, Chris. Thanks for the help on that.
Of course.
All right, now back to something a little bit of yesterday, but we'll go down to the lower level because we brought this up on these girls that I think they're sisters on these shirts that they wore to Save Girls Sports, and they were told, she claimed her and her teammates were forced to remove these shirts because there was a concern that it may, well, let's just say, hurt the feelings of their transgender teammate. Now, this is in high school. Again, this is California. And this young lady went in front of the school board and spoke passionately in defense of girls' sports. And they were told they needed to hide their shirts or change their shirts because the message, Save Girls Sports, creates a hostile environment. And also, this athlete, allegedly named Taylor, was replaced by a biological male on the varsity team. Now, this person did not meet any of the varsity top eligibility requirements and some other things, but because his times were good, that he was put on that team. I don't know how they decide to do that. Anyway, this young lady got in front of the school, or the school board, Riverside Unified School District, and said that her and her teammates are scared to be in the locker room with this person. They're scared to be in the locker room with this person. Well, what if you were in an all-males locker room and there was a guy in the locker room who was, all his teammates were afraid of him? What would happen? I know that that's a little ridiculous because that'd probably be taken care of by a group of guys. But these young ladies are, I'm not going to say begging, but they're looking for help. They're scared. And nobody in the damn district seems wants to help them. But because these are the rules, just like the judge, and another judge in Colorado said this San Jose State player was okay because it is the law, it is the rule in the conference. By the way, the San Jose State team, five of the games they have won this year have been from forfeit. Other teams obviously not willing to play them. Now, I saw something on in an article on, well, why don't the teammates, why don't they just not play? And the issue that we've talked about yesterday came up, well, they would lose their scholarships. They would lose their scholarships. That's what it comes down to. And these young ladies don't want to lose their scholarships. They're in college finishing up things, and I don't know if they would be able to transfer elsewhere because what would be on their record. So this is where the adults in the room have it and forcing these young ladies having to deal with this. But somebody suggested that during this tournament, maybe the other teams that are in the tournament, this is girls volleyball, maybe they should show up with their men's team and play San Jose State and see what happens. That's a pretty funny idea. I think the conferences or the schools that would do that, they would get blasted and the coaches would probably be fired as well. All right, now let's see. What do we have in this day in history? Anything interesting happen? Well, what do we have? What do we have? This one is kind of, I'd never heard of this. Most of you probably haven't either. Penny Ann Early, she became the first woman to play professional basketball. Now, many of you may have thought that Debbie Meyer was. Well, I did too. Now, this young lady named Penny Ann Early, how this came about is because she had earned her jockey's license, making her the first female jockey. However, male jockeys refused to race with her in an attempt to block her competing. In response, the Kentucky Colonels, that's of the old American Basketball Association, they signed her to a contract, even though she had no basketball experience. She played for one play. She was 5'3" and weighed 112 pounds, and she is the smallest but tied for the shortest in the NBA history. Well, let me see. Well, this is 68, so that's not the NBA. The Kentucky Colonels were in the ABA until that merger in 75 or 76, because Muggsy Bogues, he was 5'3", and he's actually a pretty good basketball player, but the Colonels signed her in just for, they say, one play. So, you know, it's basketball, and you know, maybe X amount of seconds, but She was the first one way back in 1968, which the Kentucky Colonels, I'm surprised they didn't keep her because I used to go to Colonels games. My dad and I would go to Kentucky Colonel games, and what was interesting about it is that they were among the best teams in the league. They had Dan Issel and Artis Gilmore and Louis Dampier and a couple of other guys who were pretty darn good. But they didn't sell. You could go game time and get front row ticket. They just didn't sell. They didn't sell. And one of the reasons is because Kentucky is a college state. University of Louisville and UK, they dominate the sports scene there. And even though with Louis Dampier, former kind of a hero in Kentucky, played for Adolph Rupp and so forth, and then Dan Issel, the same thing, they couldn't get people to go. So I thought maybe when I read this at first, it was a gimmick. But it may have been part of a gimmick, but it didn't work. And they eventually, they were one of the teams that did go along with the Indiana Pacers and a couple of other teams, Utah, so forth. All right, in this day, 1951, the Dinah Shore Show variety program, remember those, starring Dinah Shore. And she won a total of 10 Emmy Awards, more than any other performer. How about that? And she was quite the... Remember, she had the golf tournament for many, many years, the Dinah Shore Classic, I think it was called. I don't know where it was held, maybe in Southern California, but she had that for X amount of years. And that show went on to 1957. And it was, again, that's a lot of awards for the show. Also in this day in history, what else? The people in where? Google announced an initiative to clean the environment and reduce the company's own power bill. This was in 2007. It doesn't say how that turned out, but apparently they have helped, clean the environment. Google in 2007. Could pull out some of those other things that we've had from the headlines over the years. Let's see here. Lou Holtz signed a 5-year contract to lead the Fighting Irish in Notre Dame. That was in 1986. Now, he held the head coaching job with the Golden Gophers of the University of Minnesota, but he also was a head coach at Arkansas. And there were two things I remember. There was a quarterback, I think it was Ricky Foggy. Ricky Foggy played for the Minnesota, and Holtz had told him that he was going to be staying when he was recruiting him, and he didn't. And I remember it was a Sports Illustrated or a Sport Magazine article. Ricky Foggy was pretty ticked off because he felt that Lou Holtz lied to him. And then when Holtz was at Arkansas, he had a guy, he was a star. He was All-American. His name was Gary Anderson. And Anderson ended up playing in the pros for a little bit. He was really great in college. But by the time he left Arkansas, and again, he was there when Holtz was there, he was a senior when he left, but his grade total, whatever, I forget what they call it now, cumulative, for the 4 years he was there, he was barely still a freshman. So, Holtz obviously wasn't keeping track of that, but since he was Gary Anderson and he was the star of the team, that somehow he was able to, let's just say, remain eligible enough to play despite the NCAA rules, or in spite of the NCAA rules, okay? So there you have that. That's kind of a funny thing. All right, on this day, 1967, the Association out of California, they earned gold for their record, Never My Love. They also earned worldwide fame for, their other hits like Wendy and Cherish and Along Came Mary. And like a lot of those groups from that era, they were short-lived. They were around for a few years and then did the revival tour, but they, had success from about 1965 till about 1969 when they were on the charts.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The next stage of the El Camino Downtown Safety and Parking Enhancement Project is set to begin on December 2nd. Traffic will be redirected to one lane in each direction for the outer lanes as improvements will shift to the median sections of the roads. This will affect El Camino Real from Highway 41 to Rosario Avenue. The 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner in Paso Robles will be held tomorrow at Centennial Park. from 12 to 2 p.m. This event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. You can call 805-239-4137 for meal inquiries. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage at Mars Mega Storage. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up, Karen, this afternoon, starting at 12:30, Steve Sainsbury. He is a MMA fighter out of born and raised in San Luis, and his dad was an emergency room doctor at Twin Cities. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Safe travels, and we'll be back Friday morning. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.